Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. If you pay attention to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, He will never let you down. He will always give you revelation. The problem is people don't always know that. But anytime we involve God, He will always be involved. When people don't involve God, He's a gentleman. He'll wait till they do. And there are a few stories that I've read about where I always wonder why didn't God intervene. Like Jephthah when Jephthah's daughter in chapter 11. But nobody involved God. They didn't ask him how to deal with it. Now you got to read chapter 11. I'm not going to deter from the prime thought. But when people involve God, God will be involved and He will give you answers that you need. And He will guide you in all truth. That's why my favorite scripture is when Jesus said in John 16 and 13, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. And He will do it. The Holy Spirit can't wait to guide you into all truth. And He will make the rough places plain. He will make the mountain a plain. And as we go forward, I can tell you many testimonies of many people that sought God and God answered. So as you go about your day, consider involving God in how you do everything and just see what He'll say. But study the Word. Remember, fill your heart with the Word of God, and the Lord will make things. You'll give the Holy Spirit something to work with. Now today we're going to do something different. I got my pastor, I'm interviewing my pastor, Pastor Jim McCann III. And he's a blessing at Victory Christian Fellowship. Actually, his son, Jim McCann IV, is the pastor of the church now. But he turned the church over to his son, and I still see him as my pastor. And you know, the prophet is subject to the prophet. And when you listen to the prophet, you prosper. And I can give you many testimonies when I was seeking the Lord. And the Lord would tell me something hard to receive. Some revelation can be hard to receive. I asked for a confirmation. Pastor didn't even know it, but he confirmed it. And see, when God gives you a revelation, it's first of all, it's wise, it's pure, and you can't find nothing wrong with it. But it's just new to you. Well, in those cases, I said, Lord, I need a confirmation. And the Lord would always give me a confirmation. And I'm going to be honest with you, that's why I've been on the radio since 2006, with no gaps. I've been on the same radio station since 2006, because when you listen to the prophet, you prosper. And my pastor happens to be a prophet, and a great man of God, Pastor Jim McCann. The next voice you hear is that of Pastor Jim McCann III. And remember, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. We're going to air the first 15 minutes on the radio, and the second 15 minutes will be on the 30 minute broadcast on the website, newlivingletters.com, audio page 6, and find today's date, and it's on there. Now, the next voice you hear is that of Pastor Jim McCann III.
Glory to God, man! I tell you what, it's good to be here. I appreciate you having me on, and. Thurston, I tell you what, it's good to know Jesus.
It is.
It's good to follow Jesus. You know, you were talking about guidance, and if you recall, just a few weeks ago, we did a whole teaching on guidance. So my son and I, Pastor Jim, four, uh-huh. and that's something that I learned early in life, in my Christian life. I thank God for that. I learned it from my spiritual father, Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin. Uh-huh. But he taught us, you know, and it's still true today. And everybody needs to do this. The Bible says that they that are led by the Spirit, they that are the sons of God are to be led by the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. You know, out there you have some people say, well, Lord, give me a sign. You know, well, you know, that was Old Testament. They talk about, you know, Gideon's fleece.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's Old Testament. You know, yeah, you got the Holy Ghost living inside of you now if you're born again. And, oh, Lord, right. Give me a sign. Well, no. You know, you need to be led by the Spirit of God. You know, you may say, well, Lord, if Pastor Jim, if it's your will for me to do this, let Pastor Jim go out the front door when I go by his house. Well, I go out that front door every single day. You know, it might just be me going out that front door. You know, but if you're led by your spirit, though, you can't go wrong.
Right.
You know, the Bible says, you know, for an example, let me show you how this is done. Somebody said, well, how do you do that, Pastor? Well, how do you know that you're born again?
Yeah.
You know, how do you know that you're born again? Well, there's something on the inside of you that tells you that you're saved.
Yeah.
It's right there on the inside of you.
That's
I mean, you can't beat it out of you with a ball bat. You know you're saved. It's a velvety feeling. It's a feeling of assurance.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you're dealing with something, if you know, and you need to know God's direction and guidance,
mm-hmm.
you know, don't look around, look down into your spirit.
Yeah.
You know, and if there's that velvety feeling, if there's that go ahead, you know,
mm-hmm.
but if there's a check, you need to back off. You know,
yeah.
if there's a check, you need to back off. You know, and of course that's one way God guides us.
Uh-huh.
But then there's the other way. Is the voice of the Spirit, the voice of the Holy Spirit? Because you have, of course, first off, you're being led by your Spirit. That's still that little velvety feeling. But then there's the still small voice.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
That's the voice of the Holy Ghost. You know, on the inside of you. And I'll give you a perfect example of this. I remember years ago, back when we was over at the other church, and we were building. The Life Center over there.
Mm-hmm.
We had built a little, I never forget it. I told the young couple kids they were downstairs and they were in the a little old, I don't know, it was a small room downstairs, and it probably wouldn't hold 30 kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I told them that when they filled that up, I'd build them a building.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! What have I done? I thought the Lord God said it wasn't 90 days. They had 90 kids in that thing shoved in there, and so I said, God, what am I going to do? You know, what am I going to do? And so I'm praying. I'm getting on my knees, and I'm praying, Lord, show me, show me, show me. And here comes, you know, I'm on my knees praying, and the phone rings.
Yeah.
And I had to either put a roof on the church or either put a blacktop on the parking lot, and so I had all these things I needed to get do, and I'd been told them, you know, that I'd build them a, you know, I said, Lord, what am I supposed to do? The phone rang, and there was a doctor called and said, man, I sure do like what y'all doing with them youth over there.
Yeah.
You need to build them a life center. I'm going to give you $20,000 towards it. Well, you know, I said, well, glory to God. And that just blew me away. I knew which way to go, you know. And then I had two other, I had a Baptist minister call, Baptist deacon call twice. He gave us $10,000. And I said, well, I guess we're going to do this. But I never forget it. Speaking of the voice of the Holy Ghost, that still small voice, I was in the process of building it, and we already had the structure up, but we needed to frame it on the inside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm praying, Lord, what do you do? And every time we had this new guy come to our church, and I said, every time I go by him, that's down here in my spirit, something would say, you know, say something to him about the building. I didn't even know what this man did for a living.
Yeah.
And I put it off, and I said, Lord, if I ask him any questions about this, you know, then I'm going to run him off. He thinks, you know, because he ain't been here very long, you know.
Uh-huh.
But finally, after about 2.5 weeks, my conscience got to bother me at night.
Yeah.
See, that's that voice telling me. I done told you to say something to him, and I said, now my conscience is bothering me. See, that's the voice of the spirit. Some people call it conscience, you know. Now you need to get up, you need to do this, you know. And finally the next day, or that Sunday, I went up to him and I said something to him, and he said, hey, don't worry about it. He said, I'll take care of it. He said, I own a construction company. He said, I'll frame the whole thing in and sheetrock it for cost.
Wow.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And see, and I would have, and I had sleepless nights for a week. My conscience bothered me. See, and I'd have got good rest.
Uh-huh.
You know, but see, here's what people need to realize is that God wants you to prosper.
Yeah.
He wants to lead you.
Yeah.
You know, I know you've been led the same way.
Yeah.
You know, throughout your life, you know, and because I know your life, since you've been here, and God has led you in the same direction, led you by your spirit, and also hollered at you a few times.
Yeah.
He's done me the same thing, man. I mean, of course, that's the next point is when the Holy Ghost screams at you, you know.
Yeah, I remember. I was me and Alicia was her father. We was going to Gatlinburg one year, and the Lord told me something so loud I thought she heard it. I said, "Did you hear that?" She said, "Hear what?" I said, "Never mind."
Yeah. Well, we needed to pay for the church, you know, and I wanted to do some stuff at the church. We needed some money, and I was coming over this hill over here by Minor High School, and I come over, and I was praying, talking to the Lord. And we had this property beside us over here,
yeah,
and the Lord said, I'm saying, "God, we need some money, you know." I said, "We need to do this, we need to do that." I'm telling everything we need to do. We need to pay on the church. And And I come over that hill, and I'm staring at that hillside as I'm coming off, and the Lord said, "Sell the dirt." And I said, "What?"
Yeah.
He said, "Sell the dirt." Uh-huh. And he said, "Put a sign up that says dirt for sale." And I said, "Who's going to buy dirt?" I was arguing with him. I said, "Who's going to buy dirt? Ain't nobody going to buy no dirt." And he said, "Do what I tell you to do." And I called you.
Yeah.
And I said, "I need you to make me a sign that says dirt for sale."
Yeah.
And when we put that sign, you remember that?
Yeah.
And when we put that sign up on that thing, we sold over $200,000 worth of dirt. You remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, they took that hillside. We took it down 50 feet. No, yeah. 100 feet.
Yeah.
100 feet.
I remember before it was level.
Oh, yeah.
And the school bought it, the Jefferson County School. Didn't they build a school and use the dirt, the church?
Oh, I sold dirt from, let me tell you what happened. I sold dirt all over this state. I'm serious. They come up from, what was it? It was some plant. I think it was from Mobile.
Yeah.
And because it was contaminated, had chemical in it, the dirt, something, they were tearing it down.
Yeah.
They had to take the old dirt out.
Yeah.
At this plant and put new dirt in because it was contaminated.
Yeah.
And they had to have a certain type of dirt.
Yeah.
And they come up here and they said, "We have looked for this type. This is the best dirt we've ever seen." He said,
right.
"Well, this is," said that, "we have looked for this dirt all over." I said, "Well, I got Holy Ghost saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost dirt,
that's
man."
Right.
And they bought it, man. We sold over $200,000 worth
that's
of dirt and put it on this building. And actually paved the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, the front out there, you know, when you had to have more parking, you know.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you, when you listen to the voice of God, and the voice of God comes through the prophet. When you listen to the prophet, you prosper. You know, I've lost a lot of rounds. You know, sometimes you win a round, sometimes you lose.
That's right.
I lost a round trying to figure out how God was going to do it, but I learned I got better results when I believe God for my need and let Him do it however He wants to,
that's
without
right.
thinking about how He's going to do it.
That's right.
And because He thinks, I learned this from the Lord, He thinks of everything. Now, after it's all over, then I ask questions. It helps me for the next go around.
Yep.
Well, you know, God, it's all about love. God loves you personally.
That's right.
Not what you can do for Him. He's not looking at how bad you was. He's not looking at how good you are. He loves you for you, and He wants to help you.
That's right.
And when you receive that revelation, you can live in cooperation with it.
That's right. That's right.
And it inspires everything of God works by love.
Oh, Jeremiah 29:11.
Yeah.
"These are the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." You don't know what the plans are for God has for you. He's not out to get you.
Yeah.
Because if he's out to get you, you'd have been God.
That's right.
Because he's God. But here's the plans God has for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and to give you an expected future.
Yeah.
That's Jeremiah 29:11. That's, if you want to know what God's plans is for you, it's to do you good.
It's
glory
to do you
to God.
Good.
It's to do you. He wants to bless you. He wants to prosper you. But see, you got to get yourself in that position. You understand?
Yeah.
You got to get yourself in that position so that he can bless you.
Yeah.
You know, And so, I remember one time, here's what I wanted to point out. We got enough time to do this one?
Yeah, this is 14 minutes. go ahead.
Okay.
We're going to do another
one. Okay. But I remember one time, you know, see, here's the thing is God will put you, I want people to hear this, is that God will, don't just be expecting the money, okay, if you need money in your life or whatever.
Yeah.
But God can bring the thing.
Yeah.
Or a means to get the thing,
yeah,
whatever it is that you're needing, see. You know, and I had to learn that, yeah, you know, over the years. I never forget when we moved over here to, when we moved to the other church, we needed that church we had bought. I mean, it needed everything. You know, we had to remodel the inside and everything, and we even needed new toilets and, I mean, everything. You know, and of course we had the school then, so we needed chalkboards. Yeah. You know, and I never forget. I'm going home and saying, God, this stuff is expensive. You know, how am I going to do this? And God told me. And I was just driving, and I could tell the Lord was leading me, and I felt like I needed to go over by the old Sandusky school where when I was a kid, I went to school there.
Yeah.
And I'm driving by there. Now, this was, you know, back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And I went down that road right there, mm-hmm, and I noticed they was tearing down the grammar school wood building.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, I want you to go over there and talk to that man. Well, I went over there, and he said, well, they gave the school to the community as a community center.
Yeah.
And he said, if you find anything in it, he won't give it to you. Well, I went over to the old school, uh-huh, and they, before they closed it down, they had just put in industrial toilets and chalkboards.
Uh-huh.
And I called and asked them, could I have them? Now, I had to clean them up.
Yeah.
But that's all right. And we went in there, me and my son went in there, and we had brand new Harley, just a few months old,
yeah,
and we put them in the new church,
yeah,
you know, and the chalkboards for the school, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and there's other instances we can share on the next thing that we talked about, you know, yeah, if we do another one,
mm-hmm,
and when we do another one, that how God will not just say, don't just expect him, mm-hmm, to bring the money. He can bring the thing. Just, yeah, in other words, open it up for God.
Yeah.
You know, God, I need this. You said you supply my need. Mm-hmm. Whichever way you want to do it, it's fine with me.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. You know, I've needed things, and when I get to thinking about how in the world is God going to do it, I got into doubt and it didn't work. until I kept after the Lord, but I had to learn, let him do how he wants to. Put it in his hands and believe him.
Amen.
He's not going to let you down. He loves us too much. And if you do fail, remember something. There's, you know, nothing is lost in the kingdom of God.
That's right.
God, if you lose a round, it's not over. Find out what went wrong and fix it.
That's right. You know, I've always said God doesn't have a plan B. It's always plan A, plan A, plan A. His plans are always A. You know, even if it's a different one, it's going to be a plan A.
Yeah. And it's all right to say, Lord, I messed up. What went wrong? How did it go? How did I fail? And then he'll tell me what. He loves us. And when he make it plain for you, he does it in love.
That's right.
And he show you what went wrong or what needs to happen, and then I say, oh, okay, and it's all over. Now I can win.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
You know, no harm, no foul. You just
that's right.
If you think you're not gonna make mistakes, that's just wrong. That's wrong. You is the only way you when people are afraid of making mistakes, they don't do anything.
And that's right.
That's a bigger mistake.
That's right. You actually rob yourself of your future if you're, yeah, afraid to step out.
Yeah.
You know, now, you're going to make mistakes when you start, mm-hmm, you know, learning to hear the voice of God.
Yeah.
You know, you hear me all the time,
yeah,
from the pulpit say, you know, over the years, I hear the voice of my father and the voice of a stranger I will not follow.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I'm releasing my faith.
So. Yeah.
And the more I say it, the more I the louder God's voice gets.
Yeah.
You,
yeah,
see, but the thing about it is, we still see through a glass darkly.
Yeah.
See, well, if we see through a glass darkly, then we hear through a glass darkly,
yeah,
too. And so we have to learn to determine on the inside of us. See, if this is God, and if you step out, if you fall down, I've always said this: if you mess up and you fall down, just get up.
Yeah, just get up.
Get up. Knock the dust off your britches. Now, that goes with anything.
Yeah.
That goes with even if you mess up and get into sin.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stay in it. Get out of
it.
You know, repent and get out of it and go on with God.
And go on with God. When he, sometimes he'll give me revelation, and I think things ought to go a certain way. I'm looking for it to go the way I expect. That's just human nature. But when the Lord keep giving revelation, and it seemed to be different than how, just go right with it. And this happened over time. I noticed, I said, Lord, you're going somewhere with this, but I don't see any results. You know, I went a long time without seeing results. And I said, I'm going to see if I wanted to find out what was going to happen. So he kept giving revelation. And then at the right time, he'd give you what to do with it.
Absolutely.
Nothing makes sense for it. For about 15 years, a lot of things didn't, I didn't have the whole picture.
Nothing. Yeah, that's right.
I didn't have what to go
with. That's right.
But he never stopped preparing.
That's
and then,
right.
A few years ago, 2016, everything made sense.
Yeah, it fell into place.
Yeah. Now, this is concerning the website broadcast. So, now, if you're listening to this portion, you're on the website now. Well, the Lord has, this website, it started in 2015. The heart-to-heart section started in 2016. And that's where the Lord started. He prepared me for this portion of the website. But three things happened, and my pastor confirmed it every time. When the Lord gave me that, he had a word that I had a broadcast. You said it was another radio broadcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I asked him, I said, is it another radio? But he dealt with me about this one. And he said, it's real important. So I did it. I said, okay. And then he said, the Lord's going to give you three options. He told the whole church this. Every January he gave us a prophecy. He said, God's going to give you three options. So he gave me two. And he asked me, which one do you want to do? I said, I said, which one will get more people saved? And I went with the route that'll get more people saved.
Praise God. Praise God.
And then the next year, he said, think big.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember
so,
that.
So I did all I could do to get rid of limitations. And when the Lord gave me his instructions, no limits. You have to believe God. The just shall live by his faith. Don't limit God. Run with what he's doing. I learned to monitor the Holy Spirit. When I'm talking to people, I just yield to the Holy Spirit and then see where it goes. Because the Lord knows what people will receive. The timing is important. Sometimes I just want to share every revelation God gives, but it can be out of season. And then sometimes he prompts me to say certain things. I just ride with it. And guess what? I like to say this. Lester Summerall said it too. He said the Lord, he told when he was dealing with him, when he coming back to America, he said change don't usually come through an organization. It usually comes through one person. And I love to say it this way. God can do great change with a fraction of one.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, I want to explain that fraction of one. We are coming to life. We've been saved, washed in the blood. We're introduced to life. We're receiving. We handle holy things, and we're growing from glory to glory.
That's right.
Don't mean we got it all together.
That's right.
But the fraction that we yielded to the Lord will work with it.
Absolutely. That's right. That's right. You know. I mean, you know, you just open up a door, let's crack that door, and God's going to come in. He'll finish opening it up.
You know,
you give, I mean, God, see, God wants to.
Yeah.
That's the thing. God is looking for you to give him, just give him an opportunity,
yeah.
You know, to come into your life and work with you, you know. And, you know, you're talking about Dr. Summerall.
Yeah.
You know, I'd met Dr. Summerall and got to have dinner with him, you know, and actually some of us and got to talk with him and stuff. But I never forget he talked about when he come back, you're talking about him coming back from the Philippines, you know, his whole ministry was over there. He turned his whole ministry over to a young man over there and come back, he didn't have nothing.
Yeah.
And he was 60 years old.
Yeah.
And when he come back and God gave him another vision.
Yeah.
And gave him another direction, you see. And then he took off with that one and he built, you know, Lester Summerall's ministries that with all the books and all the school and everything.
Yeah.
And then what's amazing with Dr. Summerall.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've ever read his book on his life, it's amazing. I mean, it's what this man did over his lifetime. But when he was in his 80s, I believe it was, yep. he thought he was through.
Yep.
God spoke to him. he was done, man. I'm going to sit down, you know. Mm-hmm. His 80, I think he was 82, man. No, he was 70. He's in his late 70s, yep. 78, 79. Mm-hmm. And he said, my church is starving uh-huh. around the world.
Yeah.
He said, and people are starving around the world before I can get the message to them
yep.
of grace, and they're dying and going in. He said, I want you to feed them all. He said, I want you to feed the world.
Yeah, I remember that.
I want you to feed the world. He said, well, why? He said, I'm through. I'm not doing it. He said, I want you to feed the world. And God gave him one of those cargo ships, yep. you know, that you put the cargo in
uh-huh.
that goes around the world in a cargo military plane.
Yeah.
And the pilots and the people to run them, and he started feeding the world, yeah. and he with the message of hope, with the message of Christ around the world. Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't ever, think that God is done with you.
That's
you know?
Right. He can.
And, you know, and well, you know, with me, you know, the Lord spoke to me about the church, and of course, yeah. I'm still. You know, I'm the senior pastor here as the founding pastor here. My son, I turn it over to my son, and
yeah.
I still teach on Wednesdays and, you know, and from time to time on Sunday morning. But God told me, you know, in the book of Acts, he said that when Paul would go from church to church, strengthening the disciples,
yeah.
he told me, he said, he reminded me of what Brother Hagin prophesied, that if we didn't continue to teach the move of the Holy Ghost,
yeah.
you know, the gifts of the Spirit and so forth, and the power of God and the word of faith, that we'd lose a generation.
Yeah.
And we've just about done that,
yeah.
you know. And he said, I want you to go into the churches and bring my power, you know, mm-hmm. and my anointing,
yeah.
and teach faith and teach, you know, seminars, you know. Matter of fact, on August, I'm just going to tell everybody what we're going, mm-hmm. we're doing a faith, we'll healing, and miracle crusade.
We'll put it on the next one.
Okay. A faith, healing, and miracle crusade. It'll be at Restoration Christian Fellowship.
Yep.
That's in Warrior, Alabama.
Uh-huh.
3414 Skyline Drive, Warrior, Alabama.
Yep.
That's August the 6th through the 8th. That's Friday night at 6:30 p.m., Saturday night at 6:30 p.m., and Sunday at 10 o'clock p.m. And, yep. and Pastor Rick has been there. Their whole church mm-hmm. has been praying for this.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, August the 3rd, they've asked me to come up, and they want to pray over me because, you know, they said they've had a lot of folks on the internet that's really interested in coming, and we're expecting a great move of God.
Uh-huh.
And he said that if this thing breaks out, we're going to keep going.
That's
so,
right.
and so, but we're going to be teaching on basically on how I changed my life forever, which was through faith.
People need to know that.
Amen. And that's so. So very important.
It is,
you know, to learn how to operate in faith and how God wants you blessed.
He does.
You know, he wants you walking in victory, and wants you. See, what people don't realize is that God is. They got to get a revelation of God in them.
Yeah.
You know, we're not bound by the beggarly elements of this land or this uh-huh. of this world.
Yeah.
You know, we have you know, like I say, you know, you've seen those movies where the alien is inside yeah. the person and comes out. Well, we've got an alien on the inside of us. When we got born again, the Holy Ghost came in on the side of us. Now, think about it. You're not, and you don't act like, and you don't do what you used to do.
No, you hate those things.
You're right. Why? Because something happened to you, and it's on the inside of you. Something on the inside of you
yeah.
won't let you do those things. Uh-huh. And something on the inside of you tells you what to do, which way to go. See, that's that entity.
Yeah.
So you're a new creature in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new, and all things are of God.
Yeah.
And it says that you have been made,
mm-hmm.
this blows me away, the righteousness of God in him.
That's right.
And so we can expect God to lead us by his Spirit.
Yes,
and we can expect God, here's what I want people to hear, to show up.
Yeah.
You know,
right. You're
never
alone.
That's right. We can expect God to show up. He can show up in our homes, in our lives, in our businesses, in our careers. But when we come together, corporately come together as a body of Christ, and we join our faith, and we all want the same thing, God, show us your glory. Glory yeah. to God.
Oh,
God's going to show up. I believe God is going to show up in these meetings.
Yeah.
But God will show up in any church.
That's right.
This COVID thing is, you know, when I started booking this COVID thing, we had to cancel. You know, we had to cancel most of our meetings.
Yeah.
Well, all of our meetings except for one. And if there's ministers out there, you know, that want me to come in, I go into all churches.
Yeah.
I'd be glad. All they can do is, you know, contact me, you know, VCF Live, Pastor Jim,
yeah,
at VCFLive.org.
Yeah.
You know, they can contact me that way, but I'm booking right now. And I've got a few bookings already, but I'm booking for the year. Mm-hmm. But we'd love to come, you know, and minister in their churches.
Yeah. Yes, and people need this, and we're going to give all the information on the next broadcast. It slipped by, we'll get it on there. But when you have spiritual wealth on your life, there's no poverty in obedience.
That's right.
If you continue to obey the Lord, spiritual wealth mounts up on your life. And that's one thing that happened for Lester Summerall, all those years of serving. He has spiritual wealth, and the Lord taught me years ago that when you have spiritual wealth on your life, he can give it to you in whatever form you need it, whether to do more of His will. It can be healing, it can be longevity, whatever you need. He can by the spiritual wealth that has mounted up on your life, He's going to reward you here and in heaven.